The reading this morning is taken from 1 Luke, verses 26 to 28. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was said to be unable to conceive in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." This is the word. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be to me fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm putting up a strange topic of sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I'm sure it's about we are in the Christmas fever. Then someone is talking about sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let's see what that has for us today. Among us, many things that we need to pay attention to as we continue journeying is to open our ears to what the Spirit of God is saying in our lives. Be it on our Advent journey, our personal journey, or indeed as a congregation together. What does it mean basically when we are talking about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Sensitivity to the Holy Spirit basically refers to the ability to discern and respond to his prompting and guidance in our lives. It may also mean it's about being attuned to his voice and leading, which can manifest through feelings, thoughts, or scripture insights. As sometimes we may say, this sensitivity is crucial for us to discern and later proceed in the direction of God for our lives. A friend of mine, one day, his fiancée came to me. She was called Jen, of course not a real name, in case my friend might find himself or might have relatives here. So we call her Jane. She came to me and told me that my friend was not understanding her. When I inquired further, she said he was being insensitive. At that time, I asked myself in my heart, I don't know whether it was in my mind, but at least inside myself, I spoke to myself that probably I wasn't myself also insensitive to her, because I wasn't getting what she was saying. Then she told me this story, that they had gone out with other friends, you know, partners. But Jane wanted to spend more time with her boyfriend. After some activities that day, before the day ended, one of the couples suggested that they change a place they go to another one. Jane signaled to my friend using her eye that he should say no. But my friend loudly asked her, "What did you say?" This made all the others to look at Jane so that she could and wait for a response from her. I don't know if you can imagine what that meant. At that point, she felt ashamed, because the sign was for her boyfriend only, but the boyfriend did not pick it. They ended up going to another place because my friend says, "Oh, it's not a bad idea." According to Jane, my friend on most occasions did not read the signs that she used to give him. I don't know what you, but most of us understand these things. So from my friend's story, we are able to see that nonverbal communication is as important as verbal communication. Actually, I've come to learn most of the time now that people communicate more with nonverbal than they do with the traditional verbal communication. Sometimes, a yes from Mwira means no. But you have to discern. And sometimes you learn it the hard way. You know, in our story today, the gospel story, we read about Mary, a young woman who was visited an angel. I don't know whether she saw the wings. I don't know. But before we proceed, it must be noted that in traditional Christian Old Testament, the book of Malachi is the last or the final prophetic book. And it is followed by a period of approximately 400 years, known as the silent years, or the intertestamental period, during which it is believed that there was no angel visitation or God speaking to human beings at that time. That is what is believed. Coming back to our story, it was during that time that a girl is visited by an angel. And like I said, the Bible is good at hiding details. I don't know whether she saw that this was an angel. I don't know whether it was a voice. I don't know whether she saw an angel. I don't know. But what caught her attention was a type or a kind of greeting that she was given. Verses 28 of the script of the passage we have read says, "The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you.'" She was sensitive. From the greeting, we are told that she became uncomfortable. In other words, her spirit was shaken. And she said, wait, this is unusual. I have never experienced this. Wait. Who greets someone in this way? Probably she asked herself questions. It was from this that she paid attention to the message the angel Gabriel brought to her. She questioned, but also paid attention to the answer which was given to her. She was sensitive to the movement of God. Mary was able to pay attention to the angel because she paid attention to the details. Brothers and sisters, as an individual, or as a worshiping community, we can only impact our generation. We can only impact our community when we pay attention to the Holy Spirit's leading. We may ask, how does God speak? He speaks to us through prayer. He speaks to us through his word. And God speaks to us through his people. Why do we need to be sensitive? Because as a church, we are disciples of Jesus Christ. We are the people of God. The work which we are doing is a work of God. And therefore, without God, without the leading of the Spirit of God, we may miss a point. And actually, on this journey we are on our Christian journey, on our journey as Dandilo Parish, we are going nowhere, or will go nowhere, if the Spirit of Truth does not continuously lead us. Moses said in Exodus 33, verse 15, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. We should always ask ourselves and reflect on our journey with God. Sometimes we need to converse with people to check if we are still on track. I'm sure we have followed through this theme of journey, and we are personally on a journey, but also as a church, as a new union, we are on our journey as we are descending. But also now we are on Advent journey, so it's all about journey. But we always need to reflect. This is just a caution. Don't worry, I know that there's some words which have been hidden. But what I'm trying to say is that it's important for us to seek God's leading. Because if we do not seek God's leading, unknowingly, we may think that God is leading us while we are the one in his name leading him. The Holy Spirit helps us to be aligned to the will of God. She helps us to stay on course of our journey. Therefore, we need to pay attention to her. Being sensitive to the Holy Spirit is one aspect on our journey we cannot afford to ignore. She helps us pick up and correct certain unnecessary things we may have picked up on our journey. Before we sing our song, I wanted to ask us where we are, to just in our heart, we may just for a minute pray that God, on our journey as a church and as individuals, God will continue to lead us to where he wants us to go. Just in a minute. Thank you, God, that through Jesus, you gave us a friend. Through the Holy Spirit, you gave us a comforter and a guider. We will never be lost because you are with us till to the end of the age. As we reflect on this Advent journey, on our journey as a congregation and ourselves, lead us through and through. Amen.